Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We have a website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. You will also find some information about us on that website. We encourage you to go out there and take a look at it. Let us know what you think. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible period, study periods, and worship periods at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any and all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We want nothing from you. We want you to come with an open mind, an open Bible, and just study and worship God with us. And we want to show you your need for God in your life and your happy relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died in order to redeem you from your sin. We have been looking at the answer to Bible questions. Today, our question has to be, what about calling our preachers Reverend and Father? Well, to begin, as we have each week, let us first read some passages together. Let's begin by reading Psalms 111 and verse number 9. It says, He has sent redemption to His people. He has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverent is His name. In Matthew chapter 23, we want to read verses number 8 and 9. Matthew 23, verse 8 and 9. But you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on your earth father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And then one other passage in 1 Peter chapter 3, in verse number 15, the Apostle Peter wrote, But sanctify the Lord your God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you of a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Now, again, the question has to do with titles for those who are ministers or are preachers of the gospel. I don't know how many of these conversations that I've had with funeral directors, I've had at hospitals, I've had with newspapers, to understand that when we have this conversation, here's how it goes. I go into a funeral home where I've been asked to conduct a funeral by a family member, someone who has passed on. And the funeral director will begin by saying, well, pastor, and I say, no, I'm not a pastor. And then they will say, well, I'm sorry, Reverend. I said, no, I'm not a reverend. Or they say, well, father. I said, no, I'm not a father. And then I said, you just call me Keith or just call me minister. That'll be sufficient. They say, okay, pastor. It's like everything I said to them just flew through them. Let me give you another story. When I was in Las Vegas and preaching there, I was a young man that we converted to Christ, and he came from a Roman Catholic background. And his mother called me and was afraid that he had fallen into some cult, which I tried to assure that did not happen. But she asked me if I would do her a favor. And I said, sure. She asked me to go with him to have a study with a Catholic priest. And I was in the military at the time also. So there was one of the chaplains was a Roman Catholic priest. So we went to talk to him. And in the conversation, he came to me and introduced himself as Father so-and-so. Well, I just called him Mr., whatever his name was, and he took offense to that and didn't like it. Well, we began to talk, and my friend, my brother in Christ, he began to tell him why he leaving the Roman Catholic Church because he thought that they were doing things that are not required by and not in accordance with God's will. And he asked him, like what? And they began to talk about things like the name of the church, and began to talk about, is the Roman Catholic Church the one that Jesus promised to build? And he pointed out scriptures that teach things that are contrary to what the Roman Catholic Churches teach. And then they got down to his title. His title is Father. And he wouldn't address him as Father either. And he said, well, you know, that's offensive to me. And he says, my friend said, he said, well, I'm not trying to offend you, but I'm not going to offend my Father. And he said, what do you mean? So he read him the passages we read earlier in Matthew 23:8-9 that says to call no man Father on earth, for one is your Father in heaven. He says that has nothing to do with this. He says, what do you mean? He says that you don't understand the meaning of that. You don't have the capability to understand the meaning of that. That's too far above your head. You have to have special understanding of the scriptures and training to be able to understand the terminology used there and what it means. Well, that's just false. That particular section of scriptures had to do with titles. They were talking about rabbi, that's a title. And they were talking about giving men titles just so that they would have a title. And so he tells them in verse 23, verse 9, to call no man Father on earth. That is in the text, that's talking about in spiritual matters. How do I know? Because he says, one is your Father in heaven. I have a physical Father, and I haven't violated any law by referring to him as my Father. But I would have a problem if I addressed a religious person as a Father, because Psalm 111, verse 9, says that term is reserved for one person and one person only, and that's God. And that's the term reverend. Reverend is reserved for God. And yet I've seen religious people who have the title of reverend or most reverend, whatever that means. And then we have the Father in the Roman Catholic Church and in other religious organizations. And yet both are forbidden by God. And then what about this term pastor? Well, this term pastor does not refer to a preacher. It does not refer to an evangelist. An evangelist, a minister, a preacher, that's a spreader of the gospel, a messenger. A pastor is a bishop. It's an overseer. It's a shepherd. It's an elder. It's a presbyter. All those things are the same term. Pastor is an overseer or a shepherd of God's flock. That is a different office. And that term is reserved for one who is a bishop or an overseer or an elder over a congregation of God's people. That is not a preacher. That is a misuse of the term. That is not what the term means, and that's not how the term is used in the Bible. Just simply go and read 1 Peter chapter 5. Go and read Acts chapter 20. Those will show you the correct meanings of that word. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, the qualifications of a bishop. That is a pastor. That is a presbyter. That's an overseer. That's a shepherd. There is preachers are not pastors. Now, a preacher could be a pastor. He could be an elder if he's qualified to be one and the congregation would want him to oversee them. He could hold both positions, and then it would be fine to call him a pastor or a bishop because he would have that title because he had that office. But when people refer to me as pastor, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a bishop. I'm not an elder, and I'm not a spiritual father. Those terms do not rightly describe me, and they misuse the term. Now, is it wrong to apply the term father to a religious person? Yes. That term is reserved only for one in heaven, and that's the Father. The Pope in the Roman Catholic Church is called the Holy Father. I had this conversation many years ago with someone who asked, well, if you went to Rome, which Lord willing, if the world's still here and I'm still alive, I plan to be in Rome in October. And if I was in Rome and I came upon the Pope and he came in front of me and he was walking by me, would I address him as the Pope, or would I say Holy Father, and would I kiss his hand? And the answer is absolutely not. I wouldn't do that in any stretch of the imagination. Why? Because that would be an insult, and that would be a sin against my Father in heaven. Because he is the only one that is the spiritual father. It is not the Pope. That is a theology of the Roman Catholic Church. That is the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. And it violates the teaching of Jesus in Matthew chapter 23. And calling a religious leader a reverend, or putting that in front of his name, that is violating what Psalms 111 verse 9 says. Because that is a term that is only used in reference to God. And as a man, I'm not God. You're not God. And a man who is a religious so-called messenger, he's not God. And he should not be addressed by a term that is reserved for God only. And he is not a spiritual father, because that violates the term as it's only used in one spiritual setting, and that is the Father in heaven. And so again, this is a misunderstanding of the use of terms as they are described in the Bible. Now again, men change the teachings of the Bible. They alter it. They amend it. They say it doesn't mean what it says. And they just give their own slant to it, their own interpretation. And they throw the term around, reverend and father and most reverend and holy reverend. They just throw it around like you do baseball. But it's a violation of the scripture. I don't want a title. I don't need a title to preach the gospel. I'm a gospel preacher. I'm a minister. I'm an evangelist. I don't want the term pastor. I don't want the term father or reverend or most reverend. That is showing partiality, and it's violating what the scripture teaches, how those terms should be used. Those terms should be used only in reference to God. When you're talking about reverend, that's a term that's only reserved for God. When you're talking about father, in a spiritual sense, that's only reserved for God. It's not reserved for other men or men on earth. It's a violation of biblical principle. Now, why do people and men want those titles? To elevate themselves. You know how many times I've been asked if I'm ordained? What does that mean? What's that mean to be ordained? That means chosen by God. Show me how you do that. Show me in the scripture where it says one has to be ordained by God. And if you want to know what ordained means, you would have to go to the different religions, because being ordained is not the same in the Methodist Church as it is in the Lutheran Church. And it's not the same as it is in the Roman Catholic Church. And it's not the same as it is in the Presbyterian Church. Each of them have their own standards of what it means to be ordained. But you know why they have different standards? Because it's the teaching of men. It's human theology. And it's not in accordance with Scripture. What does the Lord think of religious titles? He tells us in his word not to use them. And if we do use them, we use them appropriately. The word father only has a spiritual reference to the Father in heaven. The term pastor only refers to those who are overseers of God's flock in a spiritual overseer in the congregation. And the word reverend only belongs to God. That's what the scripture teaches. That's what the Bible says. Now, you can disagree with that, and you can go your own way and practice what you believe, but understand that's not the biblical teaching, and that's not what the Book of God says.